Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're simply And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Another beautiful morning in downtown Green Bay. Got some storms rumbling through last night that just kind of put a cool feeling in the air, didn't it?
It's going to be...
But it's going to be a swelter. My hair is going to go insane.
No, it's going to be great. And we're going to be
in the lake. It's going to be pretty humid today, though,
I think. Yeah, today, but we're going to be in the lakeshore tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we got some guests coming up to talk about that. But yeah, I was looking at, you got that 10-day rolling forecast, and we've got some great weather coming up that are going to
pay attention to that far down the road?
I do. Okay. I do. I'm looking at EAA. I'm looking at some of the festivals going on here. Band concerts, some parties I'm going to be going to or having at my house.
You party a lot, don't
I
you?
I do.
You do.
I do.
You're still a social guy.
I love people.
And you're always, almost every night, it seems like you're somewhere, you're out for dinner, you're entertaining people, you're...
Yep.
Yeah.
It blew last night and sat outside on the deck.
Great building. Do you know the history of that building?
No, I really don't.
The old granary. I believe it was Kellnersville. No, not Kellnersville. Somewhere. But it was an actual working granary.
Oh, yeah.
And they took it apart brick by brick, board by board, and brought it over there and recreated it. And it's incredible. If you've never been there to Blue, the ceiling is really cool.
Right.
It's all old doors that they've collected from different places.
But I've never eaten outside there. I've eaten there a number of times.
Oh, I didn't know they had it outside.
Yeah. Oh. They have a deck out there.
In
the back, and people on the trail.
Yeah.
On their bikes.
The trail is like 10 feet from it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just very relaxed. And some friends in from Minneapolis. We had dinner there last night. And it was great. And the service is always great at Blue.
My old town of Ledgeview.
Yes.
Wonderful place. Love Ledgeview.
And another restaurant in that area that I like is Toast, which is, walking distance from, of course, Blue. And anyway, that was enjoyable. Yeah, I do like to.
And they got a new brewery over there. Brand new.
I haven't been there.
Can't think of the name of it. It's basically across the street. It's kind of like by Prevea.
Yeah.
It's right there.
I can't
think of the name of it. Yeah.
We're gonna do a whole local brew tour.
We are?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
We are. And it's.
When did this get decided? I don't remember this in the staff meeting.
In our planning
but
meeting.
But I'm okay
4:30.
With it.
I know. I think you. That's
Although
why. I didn't even have to check with you on that one, John.
I will say this, though. I've got so many friends that are so into all these craft beers and the IPAs and things like that. And I don't. So when I go to one of those places, I'm almost afraid to order a beer. Sometimes I literally order one by the name. It's like, okay, that sounds good.
Right, right.
But then
right.
You get it. Sometimes it's like, I don't like
it. Sometimes they don't taste that great.
I mean.
You know what I mean? And they're kind of expensive.
And you got to kind of acquire a taste for some of them.
And if you say, you'll give me a recommendation, the guy gives it to
but
you.
But it's like,
I know.
Describe something. I like it when you get those little flights, they're called, where you have like about seven of them. They're like the size of a shot glass. Well, they're small, but just to sample them, just so you know then.
Yeah.
You know? Because I got to be honest with you. I'm the least connoisseur of things. I mean, ask me what my favorite liquor is. My hard liquor, whatever. Ask me what my favorite is.
Well, I don't think any listener that knows you would be surprised that you're not a great connoisseur of things, given that one of your favorite meals is... gas station cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
I know what it is. By the way, I want to talk about that too.
Okay, we'll get to that. But tell me what your favorite hard liquor is.
Fleischmann's.
Oh God, John, that's not good.
Favorite whiskey? Kessler's. Favorite beer? Busch Light. Favorite wine?
Boone's Farm.
Whatever's for sale for under $6 at the gas station.
Oh my God, John.
Did I tell you about the time I went to the gas station in Ledgeview to buy a bottle of wine?
None.
And it was within, I walked there from my house. Okay.
Okay.
Because it was a Sunday. You have a nice bottle of wine with your, pasta or whatever. Okay. So I go there to buy my $6 bottle of wine. And the girl behind the counter goes, I need to see ID. I'm going,
wow.
Okay. Here. Thank you. But you're kidding, right? She says, no, we have a new policy that anybody that buys alcohol, we have to show ID. I said, I live like right up the hill here. I don't have my wallet. I just grabbed a $10 bill and walked here. She said, sorry, I can't sell it to you. I'm going,
really?
Are you serious? He said, yeah. I had to leave without the wine because I didn't have my ID. So I go, get this. So I go back later, or the next day I go back, okay? And there's a different girl working. And I've got my ID now. And I buy the bottle of wine. And she's, okay, that's, you know, $6, whatever. I go, you don't want to see my ID? She goes, no. I said, well, wait a minute. The girl yesterday said no one's allowed to buy alcohol without showing an ID. She goes, yeah, that's our policy. But the way I do it is if somebody's got lots of gray hair, looks older than my dad, I let it slide.
Well, that's funny. Hey, she had one ID. I have one ID story. At City Hall, when I was mayor, we would have blood drives, right? So Red Cross would come in and have these little cots set up or actually chairs.
Blood or plasma? Blood?
Blood. Yeah. It was blood. It was the donor thing.
And, I've never given blood.
Oh, you should. It's kind
I used to do the
food.
Plasma thing all the time.
Yeah.
When I was in college. So you're like 10 for, bucks you would get for, at the
right.
time.
That's gone up.
Isn't it like 60 now or something?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that high, but it's
pretty
it's
high.
Over 40.
I mean, people can make a lot of money getting right. plasma.
And it's... You know, obviously it's replenished, so you can do that, what, weekly?
I think so. I think twice a week.
Twice a week, that's what I thought. But I wanted to give this a little bit to do with the ID thing. So I went down, I went down the hall and I said to the lady, you know, Jim Schmidt, and, oh, yeah, yeah, well, hi, Mayor, how you doing? I said, well, I want to give blood. She goes, I need an ID. And I'm like,
you know I'm the mayor.
She said that to me when I walked up there as mayor. And, no, we need, it was one like that girl said to you, it's policy, we need ID. And I said, my picture's right there. It was on the wall. I said, that's my picture. I said, come on, you need ID. And then there was, you know, they have stuff for you to read while you're waiting. There was a magazine and I showed that. She goes, no, you need an ID. And
you were in the magazine?
I was in the magazine. and she said, no. And I was mad. I went back. I didn't give blood. Well, anyway, and she kind of... told that story as much as I have.
Absolutely.
She thought that like
that's
I really
a funny story.
And I went. She was great. I went to her funeral, and even her kids were saying, "Oh yeah, my mom's the one that denied you giving blood." Anyway, she stuck by the policy. And there's all this, and it was just weird. I should have brought my ID, and I do from now on.
With mine though, so I had a bunch of people, about three or four people standing in line behind me when that girl said that to me, and they were looking because they recognized me, and they were all looking down. Their shoulders were heaving. They were laughing so hard. That was just so funny. I know, but anybody that has gray hair looks older than my dad. I let it slide. It's like kudos to you, girl. Right. Hey, speaking of gas station food, I told you the story about I was at a local gas station and I go in to buy my cheeseburger.
Right.
And the guy who worked there, you know, just took it off the rack. And I said,
yeah,
hey,
right.
yeah, let me grab one of those. Because no, I can't. I said, no, I want to buy one right now. In fact, I'll buy two of them. You got two left there. I'll take them both. He goes, I can't. I go, why? He said, they're expired.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm right here. You, right. I'll just take them. And he was adamant. I don't blame him. He's just doing his job. But what do they do with those? Do they literally throw them away?
And they're there with the stopwatch. They don't even have a grace period for that. I mean, the guys look, if this has been on the shelf
right,
or whatever.
Right, we cannot legally sell it or whatever.
I think that's a company policy. I don't think.
No, but for the kid, he couldn't say, yeah, right. sure, here, take this. Yeah, we're okay with it. Do they throw those in the dumpster?
I wasn't that you? I saw you going through the dumpster.
But
did
that was
find
for something
there?
Else. Oh, no, okay. That was for something else. All right.
You know what? I don't know, but... You know what I do when I'm not here entertaining is I work at a shelter. And
right.
We could use that.
What I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still warm. It's still hot. It's
okay.
Like, could there be some kind of a group that is there, you know, knows the times and just hand them to them right then and even put them in a cooler or something, keep them warm
and take the liability and just take it out and give it for lunches
right.
or something.
Is that possible?
Yes.
I mean, because there's groups I would do that. I would go to the places and, you know, I'd be there when they, you know,
right.
Because, expired, take them, and I'll bring them to some of these places. Like, I mean, you have so many homeless, you have so many,
right.
you know, different things. I hate to think of that stuff being just thrown in the garbage.
Right. And that is good stuff. And we would buy it. And because it's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I'd buy it. It's
right.
Just, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at that. I tell you who we're going to get on here, though, and I've talked to is Paul's Pantry, which serves.
Right.
And
fantastic.
They do a lot of that, but it's packaged food, right?
Right.
It's the festival foods.
Right, right, right.
Pick and save that they send their truck around and pick up that they consider dated, even vegetables. But you go to Paul's Pantry, you get your shopping cart, and it's just like a store. I mean, it looks great. It's stocked full. And so I'm going to get, and you might know this guy, Hornacek.
Sure.
Used to be with
Reporter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he's over there now, and I want to get him on.
Well, we've got some interesting guests coming up today.
This is going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you that we're going to do the, we have a variety of music, or a breadth of music, I should say.
From one extreme to the other, sort of.
We are. I was kind of thinking about my dad a little bit when I was, when we were putting the show together today. We have our first guest, and he's on his way, is a singer that went to school here, grew up here, rap music. And I went and saw him perform. We'll talk about that when he gets here. And then after him, we're going to talk to the city manager of Two Rivers, who is been just a great partner in this dedication of this stage to my dad, and that's barbershop music. So we're going to hear a little bit of rap and a little bit of barbershop today.
Are we going to actually hear recordings of the Schmidt Brothers?
Well, I don't get to look at the producer.
Do we have the Schmidt Brothers? He'll figure it out.
He'll figure it out. Okay, yeah. Okay, what's the rush? But anyway, Neo's the first guy, and then we'll get to it.
Yeah, really interesting story. Really, really excited about this.
Yeah, this is all going
to
be good stuff.
And I told you, I think I might be related to a famous rapper.
Just because the guy's name is John?
No, Maino. He goes by Maino. It's M-A-I-N-O. He's from Brooklyn. And he's big. He's a very big name in the rap. He was in prison for a while. So, like the relative I was telling you about. So anyway, I think that could be interesting to find out why he took my name.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to him. The other thing, we may get a call, and I was telling you when I saw you this morning, I was at the dog park yesterday, and there was a guy there, and he was his son, who is probably 50 years old, or son-in-law, I should say. Oh, you're the mayor, and we talked, said some nice things, and then his father-in-law came over and, you're the mayor. And I'm like, well, I was the mayor.
Just like that. You're the mayor.
He kind of did. He was like that. And just, your roads here are terrible. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, I'm from Florida. And, the people here are great. And, it's a clean city, but your roads are terrible. And I said, you know what? I'm putting together this Office of Annoyance and Resolutions. Why don't you call in and we can talk more about the road? So if he's listening, call in. We'd love to talk to you.
920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. We got a bunch of people coming on today.
We'll be back with
Neil. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mine on the Mayor, back after this. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, Green Bay's Talk Radio. Our phone number is 920-264-0606, 97.9. Brown County.
We have to mention the AM because for our Two Rivers Manitowoc listeners, the signal
Francis
is
Creek,
better.
Mishicot.
Yeah.
Reeves Mills.
So 15.
Clark's Mills.
1590 AM. And we're going to have
Newton
coming up. We've got the city manager from Two Rivers who has done a terrific job of renovating one of
Trivers.
Their. Yes, Trivers. Renovating their downtown park, which is, he'll tell you about.
It's a very cool place. They've got a brewery there, a new pub right there. You know what else they've got there that's really cool is they took that big old church. I don't know what kind of a church it was and made it into like a wedding venue.
It's Catholic. But
was it Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of Catholic churches in Two Rivers.
When did that one close down? It's a big, beautiful place.
Two Rivers, it's a wonderful community. Maybe Greg should talk about this, but Johnny, their population has not really grown. I mean, if you look at Two Rivers was, 12, 13, 14,000 people back in the 70s, and you go there today, and it's relatively the same, which is, that's a blessing and a curse. I mean, just keep the quality of everything, but, growth.
Something's going to happen, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Because
when I was in real estate, people from Illinois would call, and they'd say, hey, we're looking for a waterfront, and we checked with Lake Michigan and Door County, and there's nothing. A lady called me one day from Chicago. Mm-hmm. She said, listen, we'll pay $1 million cash looking for a place on the water in Door County. I couldn't find anything under 2.5.
Yeah.
And she said, well, are you serious? I said, yeah. She said, I'm looking at the map and looking at this Manitowoc and these two rivers. And they came up and they really liked Two Rivers. That's there great. Wasn't much available. But I'll tell you what, and we can talk to the city manager about this because there's some prime property in Two Rivers that isn't being utilized.
Exactly.
There's that motel that looks really shady.
I don't know shady, but it's dated.
Well, right across from the right, lake. Beautiful property.
They could build, and they could build some high-end condos, and I think they could make a lot of money.
I got to be honest with you, it looks shady. And I like cheap motels. I enjoy cheap. I love when I travel.
Wait, what?
I love cheap motels.
Where you put the quarter in the bed and it vibrates?
Yeah. He likes. Absolutely.
The hotel that won't tell.
Because you know what it always reminds me of when I travel like that? And nobody will do it with me. That's always when I'm just traveling by myself.
Right.
But I'd stay at those little places. And it reminds me of those movies from like the 50s and that where
like somebody's, the Bates Motel?
Well, kind of. But when you're on the run, these guys would be like on the run out west and they would have to like hide out at these little motels and something's always happening. That's what I think of. And I really like that.
I would never stay there.
Did you ever see the movie No Country? Was it No Country? I always get these two mixed up. No Country for Old Men. Or,
I haven't, John. I can't believe I haven't seen that movie. John, I've seen maybe 10 movies in my life, so no, I did not see that.
Okay.
Oh, we have a list
but
for
what
you.
Is Hi, it? Amy. What is Hi. It?
Hi, but Amy, anyway, the guy, you? Okay, so the guy, I think that was, the, I always get No Country for Old Men and, I can't think of the other one. He's this hitman, he's French, and he has like long hair. And he's chasing Christian Bale. Christian Bale came upon a drug deal that went bad. Mm-hmm. Somebody please give me a call, 264-0606. Tell me the name of this movie, 264-0606. Came upon a drug deal that went bad out in the desert. And he took the money from these big-time drug dealers. Oh, wow. And one of the guys who was wounded, he's like, aqua, aqua. So I don't have any damn aqua. And then he took the money, and he's laying in bed. He's like, I feel bad. So he takes a big jug of water to bring to the guy.
Agua.
Yeah, aqua.
I thought you said aqua like the color.
It is aqua, isn't it?
A-G. It's G.
What's agua?
Yeah, aqua would be a color.
Oh.
But anyway, yes. Yeah,
long story short, yada, 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 yada. He's trying to run from these guys, and he's staying at all these small little roadside motels throughout Texas.
I see. And that's how you fell in love with these shady roadside motels.
Okay, yes.
I like it. I like it.
All right. Shady motels. Hi, Amy.
Amy,
Hi.
Welcome. Anchor Coffee.
Well, Amy, did you hear me though? I have really low taste. Like my favorite vodka is Fleischmann. Favorite whiskey is Kessler's. Really? Favorite beer is Busch Light.
However, when it comes
you like
to
a
coffee,
headache in the morning.
What's that?
You like a headache in the morning?
I don't get headaches anymore.
Really?
No, I really don't. I think I'm immune to them.
I was going to say though, Johnny. However, when it comes to coffee, it's my little segue into Amy and yeah. Anchor. There you up your game significantly because you
yes.
drink some of the, what's that called?
This has Poofy? A little coconut or something.
It's Jeez. A mocha coconut.
Oh, mocha coconut. This is phenomenal. Well, is that because I told you coconut ice cream is my favorite ice cream?
Yep.
You ever have coconut ice cream? It's hard to find.
Yeah. At dinner last night.
Coconut coffee.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Now, at dinner last night, she was.
Tastes like a Mounds bar blended up.
She was going over this feature last night, and she's rattling off all these like sauces and things that are over this. They're featured. I forgot it was steak or chicken or whatever. But then when she got the coconut, I'm like, oh, that ends that option.
You ever have coconut shrimp?
Yes,
it's phenomenal.
When
I'm on death row, if I'm on death row, I'm gonna ask for coconut shrimp as my last meal.
I could see it on chicken, but not on steak.
Yeah, no, that's it. It was and Blue's a great restaurant, but
have you ever had coconut shrimp?
But I have. I love
it. It's delicious.
It is.
It's phenomenal.
It's like candy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I was at the Unity Golf Tournament last night. I was there, after golfing, handling the, program and everything, mm-hmm. auctions and all those kind of things. And one of the things was this phenomenal French meal. And they asked me to read off all the things that are before
us.
Oh, man.
Well, you get up,
did I butcher that like you can't even believe?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce any of that stuff.
But that was a successful event.
Great event. Unity Hospice is just so classy. It's just incredible. I had eight, I think it is, of my World War II veteran friends go through there in their final days.
Yeah.
And they were treated with such dignity and respect and care. It was just incredible. That is a fantastic place, Unity Hospice.
Love it. I almost... You know, that
they
is a,
still want you to work for them.
Yeah, I love that.
She
place.
Literally brought that up to me last night.
And I do. They do such a great service.
And actually,
and dignity is key to that, Johnny.
One of their fundraisers is their Restore,
which I love. I have a lot of stuff.
And
there.
They want to open up a new one on the east side of Green Bay. They're looking for a building, about 9,000 square foot building, and they want you to run it.
Well, we'll see.
What do you think about that?
No, that's an option. The way
that
this
could
show's
be your evening
going.
Job.
Yeah.
I love Restores, don't you?
Amy, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on this weekend in Green Bay. After Amy, we're going to have Neil come in, talk a little bit about rap music and his successful career here in Green Bay.
And then?
We have...
Barbershop. And then I have... we're going to send a quick break, but we got a dog trader coming on who's going to defend you. It's funny, I've got this.
Johnny.
This is my ringtone.
That's the noise that you make when you walk into one of those hotels.
That's the sound I make when I pick up my shoes.
Yeah. No, this is... I think... I don't know if this is new. I should say that. This is the kind of music that our next guest... this is genre.
Honestly?
Right?
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, right downtown here in Green Bay on the City Deck Landing. We got Amy from Anchor Coffee here on a beautiful Friday morning. Isn't it great out there? Doesn't that air just feel
gorgeous.
Nice?
Gorgeous. Yes, yeah. It does.
Feels phenomenal. Yes. And Amy, I'm drinking coconut coffee, which is great.
I'm just
it's a great start to the weekend.
My Anchor coffee, which I love, just regular coffee with cream, and it's working. Amy, another great weekend coming up, and I know you're all part of the downtown scene. Tonight we have Fridays on the Fox, and that kicks off at 6 o'clock. So we'll get people down here for some music, and again the farmers market. Are you open during the farmers market?
Yes, we are. Yep. So
that's 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, right here on Washington Street. We're at 401 Washington
we're
Street.
We're open 7 to 4 on Saturdays.
Oh, okay, nice. All right, that
should be a beautiful morning tomorrow here, huh?
Absolutely. So you got to get your coffee before you go get your veggies.
Absolutely. Get the coffee, walk around,
and then we're going to have just a call in from Brooke, right?
Brooke Hafes?
From on Broadway, because they have a big festival coming up Saturday that she's going to talk about. I don't want to take her thunder, but she's that's another great event. So, I mean, for those of you who are sticking around this weekend in town, a lot going on here downtown, and make sure you stop by Anchor Coffee but there's just a myriad of restaurants and places that you can have something.
And the market right next door to you guys?
Yes.
In fact, you can come to your place and slide the barn door type thing and just walk right into that, right?
Correct.
So I think
get your
that's
coffee,
cool.
And then you can walk over there and get your spirits to put in your coffee.
You know what we got to do one day, though, Jim?
What's that?
We got to go get some coffee after the show and then go play the slot machines. They got slot machines in there.
Yeah.
We got to go play the slots.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know.
I just...
They're real slot machines, right?
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go play the slots.
I think after...
You know what I tried doing
super
yesterday?
Super Vegas looking in there.
I'll be honest with you. I got to be honest with you on something.
Oh, I just want to say, Johnny, I don't know who's all listening, but those slot machines could be out this afternoon because I'm...
No.
They're legal? It's something in your...
All right.
But anyway, so I took some of the quarters for parking, or parking quarters.
Oh, great.
I took some of them to you, but you can't use... I'm so old school. I thought slot machines still took actual quarters.
Yeah, and he's like, what's this thing? And I'm like, that's the card you have to use for the money.
Yeah.
It's all ATM and card back then.
Well, I go back to the days we'd have like a popcorn bucket
on the
with your quarters or nickels in it or whatever. Yeah.
So, all right, I haven't been over
Have you ever won big? Because I know you like to play the ponies. Don't you?
That would keep that parking meter guy out of there because he empties out those meters and he could just walk right in there
I
and
know,
spend it
right?
all.
Absolutely.
I don't know what's big. I think it was years ago. You know, I won $600 playing blackjack, which I don't know. That wasn't big.
Yeah, it's not that big.
No, it's not.
I mean, no disrespect. Congratulations. No. Hey,
and
I would like to have $600 in my pocket.
Right. But now that
I mean,
wasn't...
a lot of people say, oh, I won $5,000.
Yeah, no, I've never. No. On the ponies, the best I did was, I don't think I've ever won big. I don't bet big either, though. Like, I'll bet, like, you know, $100 or something. I don't bet big.
Ooh, that's
big.
High stakes for me.
What? My last time I was in Vegas, okay, I'm staying at New York.
Yeah, that's a roller coaster. Did you go on there? There's a roller coaster on top of that building. Oh my God, John, that is so much fun.
What have I told you before?
Oh, that's right. You don't like heights. That's right.
I've never
done
a roller
coaster. Jim would do it because he jumps out of helicopter.
Oh, who does?
He's never. No, airplanes.
Or planes. Oh, yeah, planes.
I want to say you're right. You don't like
I've never been on a roller coaster.
That is a good roller coaster.
All right.
On top of New York, New York, that's a good roller coaster. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm.
So it was a lot of fun. It was me and my buddy Nick, and we were there for a tour type thing, whatever. Took a bunch of people out there, and we were betting on ball games, which is a lot of fun. When you're out there, because you watch the game, you make the bet, you watch it
was
right
that
there.
The NCAA?
No, this was football. Okay, this was football. Okay. This was in the fall, so it was baseball playoffs, football, right. Everything. So we meet this guy, just this cool guy, this is sound weird too. He was, what's the sport with the rollerblades? You go around.
Roller derby?
Roller derby.
Yeah.
He's a roller derby promoter.
Okay. Wow.
But he was also a Shylock. Do you know what a Shylock is?
I don't.
Do you know what a Shylock is?
Not a shyster, a Shylock.
A Shylock.
No, I don't.
He's the guy that goes to Vegas and bets for other people, for these big money people.
Isn't that called a bookie?
No, because he actually places the bets. Bookies take the bets. This guy places the bets.
He's the
but he's
number?
So knowledgeable.
He runs the numbers?
No. He's just so knowledgeable. And his sport was harness racing.
I'm like, chariot racing?
Yeah,
how long ago have you gone there?
That's a long time ago. This is when Vegas first started.
Right. Was that before Jesus or after?
Yes, exactly. But so it was chariot racing. But he was so into this. It was mind-boggling, and we just got to be great friends with him, and he'd tell us, here's in the fourth race from Yonkers, you got to take, you know, so-and-so, six race, and three.
Yeah.
And we won consistently, yeah, like 80% of the bets won.
I'd follow that guy around.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's he would do cool. that for a percentage
right.
for these people.
Right.
But when you're with a guy like that, it's like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Yeah, sometimes you got to listen in a little bit when you go
Isn't
to the
track. Isn't that one of those cases where they'd throw you out because you got an inside?
Well, that's big with blackjack.
Counting
cards and things like that.
I was on a Tuesday.
What's that?
Rain Man, always on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Good line.
Yeah.
Oh, Amy, thank you.
Pancakes on Wednesday.
Thank you for that.
But Johnny, if you stand in line when you place your bets, but the guy in front of you, listen to them, because where you can make a lot of money is if you pick first, second, third, right?
Right.
You
know, and win, place, or show.
Right. And if you can pick all three of them, it's a multiple.
The trifecta.
Right. And you want to listen in on that, because some of those people study the horses.
It's incredible.
The muddy conditions.
And the conditions. Yep.
Right. And that.
That was his main thing, was the conditions at the different places, the weather.
And you got to look at the jockey, too, a little bit. But
I used to go to the dog track.
Yeah, that's
never won. I think so few. I think they closed because it was so hard to win.
But dogs are so random.
They
can swim. They can't swim. Can run. They can't run.
There's an old theory.
That was a fun place, though. Didn't you? The scene was good. I like going there.
Right? In Apple or Kakata?
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I remember the first time I took my kids to Wisconsin Dells, and I got injured on the first day. So I went to the dog tracks in Wisconsin Dells.
You got injured on a water ride?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, you want me to tell you what happened?
Not really.
You want to see the scar?
You
know what I got injured on?
I don't want to know.
You know what I got injured on?
What's that?
This could sound like the wussiest injury in American history. Other than blowing herniating my disc in my back, lifting my one-year-old son out of a car seat, this will be second. It's on the Lazy River.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You know the Lazy River? Because I was like in front of the inner tube and my daughter was behind me and she said something and I kind of turned and leaned backwards and the inner tube goes flying up and I go flying backwards, you know, butt over tin cups or whatever they used to say. And my knee scraped along the wall and just ripped up my knee. So there I am bleeding profusely and all these little kids are screaming, Mommy, Mommy, that man's bleeding.
Sharks.
There's blood in the water and just whatever. So they pulled me out of there. So I'm the only person ever injured on the Lazy River.
Yeah,
so you see where I'm just not good at
that's lame.
Rides.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Lame.
That's lame. Wow, I thought it was going to be on.
I know.
They have some awesome rides at the Dells.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know that.
They used to have the roller rink downtown at the Dells?
No.
See, I was actually
I don't know how to roller skate. You're born in the Dells?
Yeah, well, I was born in Baraboo because no hospital in the Dells.
But that's the birthplace of the circus, isn't it?
Yes.
Barnum and Bailey? Baraboo?
Yep.
Wow.
So, that's where, and they used to have a roller rink downtown, and then there was all the the candy stores and the restaurants and that okay. around it, because he'd go and get nachos and then he'd go roller skating.
Oh, that's cool. That was always kind of a pickup
Before
place, wasn't it, from what
blades,
I heard? Wasn't that kind of a pickup place?
Oh, I don't know. I was a little kid.
I mean, not pickup place, but I mean, isn't that where, like,
yeah. oh,
the guys
yeah,
would meet the girls
oh,
right. type
oh, yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the guy could skate backwards was always yep, like,
yep. Is that, was that guy?
Cool. Oh, yeah. It was, yeah. I was not that guy either, but that's... Yeah,
well, you guys had one in Manitowoc,
oh, yeah, we
right?
Did a lot, we did a lot of roller skating.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot. I didn't, but...
I've never roller skated.
Really? The
no.
music and then the slow?
No.
And it was like just 2 years ago that the one in Green Bay here closed.
Yeah.
I have literally never had on a pair of roller skates. Isn't that crazy?
Do you ice skate? You're
no,
an athlete?
I don't know how to ice skate either.
Really? Growing up like in Ishpeming or wherever you grew
We
up?
Didn't have facilities, though. Like, we didn't have a... Like, I don't know how to swim.
You had ponds.
We didn't have a swimming pool. Our ponds were old mine pits.
Because we used to
That's
walk
what they were, and that's where a lot of kids swam, was the old mine pits.
Okay.
And they were full of leeches. You ever have a leech on you?
No.
You get a couple of those
to
on
walk
your ankles,
across the field
and it will take away
to
all your interest in going into the mine pits
yeah.
and go swimming.
Yeah. That yeah. doesn't sound safe at all.
Well, probably wasn't, but, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, another thing, though, too, is with those roller skating things.
Yes.
Okay. Like, back in the disco era, those were huge, weren't they?
Totally. That it,
yeah.
And it and that and a great environment, because dancing can be a little uncomfortable, awkward. But
I don't dance either.
I would have.
I remember roller skating with my parachute pants on, and then when you wiped out, they melted.
Parachute pants.
Yep.
That was about, what, 1985?
And we all had our Michael
like
Jackson
MC
glove
Hammer
on.
Type
oh, yeah.
Things?
We
yeah.
had our Michael Jackson glove on.
Oh, no kidding.
Just
oh,
the one hand.
Wow. And this yep. was in where? Baraboo?
Marinette.
Oh, Marinette.
And Marinette, yeah.
I didn't know they had one in Marinette.
Yes, they
You're
did.
You're a Marinette girl?
I'm from Peshtigo.
I did not know that
yep,
either.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Peshtigo Bulldogs.
Yes.
Mike Strable was the head coach.
Yes, he was.
Yes, very good. I was good friends with the Tun family. Remember the Tun family?
Everybody knows the Tun family.
Perry Tun and that whole bunch.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Got Norman Tun was my godfather.
Okay.
And his son...
They owned all the Taco
they
Bells
They owned the Taco
here.
Bells, yeah.
Tun's Taco
so
Bell.
So I'd meet my godfather for lunch when I moved to Green Bay at Taco Bell.
Oh, that's fantastic. Love it.
The betting.
Yes.
Back to your betting. The what did you call that guy? The bookie, the runner? What was his
Shylock.
Name?
Shylock.
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 And that's...
See, I picture one of those Jewish guys with the curls.
I don't
know. No, that's a, that's
but
a term for that, too.
You're sure about that,
Shylock. I'm positive about that.
Huh.
I'm
anyway,
Googling it.
Now that we have sports betting at Oneida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how...
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could bet just like if it's, okay, Packers... Favored by 10 over the Bears. Okay, boom. But now it's all this minus 250, plus 350.
Ooh, nah,
I don't understand that, to be honest with you.
It's pretty simple.
Because you know I'm not good at math.
That yes.
Definition of a Shylock, a relentless and revengeful money lending.
Oh.
Money lender.
No, that's what I said.
No, maybe. I thought it was Shylock.
But anyway, there are bookies. But I think we could have some fun on our show as... And maybe we could do some, you know, and I'll run the numbers, but maybe we could take some bets and then give our winners, you know, we'll have
I don't
to take...
think that's legal. I really don't think that's legal.
Yeah, what is Shylock again?
I don't think that's legal at all.
Well,
I think
it sounds like Shylock's the guy that breaks your kneecaps if you don't pay him back.
Yeah, me. I'll think of the name of it. It's the guy that goes and places bets for other people and then takes a percentage
Why
of it.
Why isn't that the bookie?
Because the bookie doesn't place the bets. The bookie, you know how bookie makes money? Here's how bookie makes money.
He answers the phone.
The difference,
well,
right?
Yeah, but here's the difference. Okay, so you are betting on the Packers minus 10. Okay, Amy?
I would never Packers. Well, I would never, Josh. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, let's start over.
No, just take your plus
you
10.
Will bet on the Packers plus 10.
There you go.
Okay, plus 10. You're betting on the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So obviously I'm going to have a winner. I'm going to have a loser.
Right.
How does the bookie make his money? The loser has to pay the juice. You know what juice is?
Yes.
10%.
Right. Okay.
So that's how the bookie makes his money. The bookie wants it to be completely even in regards to same 50 people betting on the Bears, 50 people betting on the Packers, and he's guaranteed to make 10% on every one of the losers. That's what the bookie does.
Okay.
He never places a bet.
I would prefer to be a runner and just take a percent of... Well, no, then that if they lose, how do you make your money?
Exactly. No.
Okay,
no.
I got it.
Yes.
I think there's something we can do. You're right. We'll have to run this by legal before.
Run it by our legal department.
Well, if we do that, but it might be fun to run some numbers, because we can do that now at Oneida. They remember the governor opened up.
Yeah, I think you might have to have like a license and things like that. Okay. I'm just saying.
Details.
Yeah, I know. You know, just to keep you out of the joint.
I don't
want to
go in the joint.
I wouldn't be good in the joint.
But that would be a cool reason to be in the joint.
Why?
Because you're a bookie. I mean, like you'd go in with some cred, some street cred right off the bat, you know?
Instead of getting beat up.
No, I don't think so. I think that
would you really get street cred by being a bookie?
You probably took money from a bunch of the people in there.
Yeah, no. I don't think it'd be like, hey, man, don't mess with cell four. Why not? Guy's a bookie. What? What? Oh, man. Hey, man, you want some smokes? I'm going to give you some smokes. Yes.
That would be funny. All right, we're going to be right back with Neo. And his marketing guy, Ryan. They're going to tell us a little bit about the rap music scene in Greater Green Bay. You're listening to WGBW.
Because the mayor is an expert on that.
Oh, yeah, is he? Welcome, you guys. Sit down.
Back
grab a
after
mic.
This. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Coming your way from the beautiful City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. We have a very special guest. Now, Jim, you go ahead and explain how this all came about, because this is all you, and I think it's really cool. I really do. Just the whole scenario and how this came about.
This isn't my kind of music, Johnny, right?
I'm
a little barbershop, little oldies, but... So I teach at NWTC, and one of the classes I teach, it's you need to market a product. And I was telling the students, look, it can be anything, right? It can be a business. It can be, well, everything's a business, but it can be, you know, a specific product, a phone, you know, a Yeti, just anything, nail polish, or it can be a concept. It can be a person. I said, look, I marketed myself when I was mayor, and so one of my students said, look, and it's like features and benefits, you know, who's your audience, you know, how are you going to make money on the thing, how are you going to promote it? And he said, my product is Neil. And I'm like, I haven't had that. What is that? I thought it was maybe some kind of dish. And he goes, no, Neil is a new entertainer in Green Bay, a friend of mine from high school, young kid, 19 years old, who's going to make it big in the rap music. And so Ryan is his name, and put together this project. He got an A on it too, by the way. Huh. I mean, he did a good job. Sure. I mean, you saw that, right, Neo? He's the one who designed some of your...
Definitely, yep.
So, and it was... He put a lot of work into it too. I mean, he really believes in you. He believes in the market, and he actually likes that music as well. And it's grown on me too. So, Ryan said, look, you got to come in here, Neo, sing. And I went, and you have good music, and it's original, which is... means a lot to this community and to those of us who appreciate
most
music.
Definitely, yeah.
So tell us. So
a little background here about, you know, where you went to school and everything.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I moved to Green Bay about 4 years ago. And I started rapping by doing like little videos in the car and stuff. I used to do like little 30-second to a minute videos in the car, just, you know, writing original raps and stuff, just showing.
Jim does that to barbershop quartet music.
Yeah, most
Neil,
definitely.
Neil, can I just interrupt? Do you know what barbershop music is?
Explain for me.
You're the guest. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Continue your story.
Okay, so basically, I used to stay out in West De Pere, you know, and I was going to school out there, and then I got a little buzz out there. Then I moved to East Green Bay High School, and then that's when it just went up from there. And then, yeah.
How do you market somebody like this? As in the where it's like, you know, it's a specific thing, and obviously it's a competitive market as heck. What were your plans in marketing him?
My plans
in marketing. Introduce yourself.
My name is Ryan. I'm also from Green Bay. My plans on marketing him was pretty much just getting his stuff out there a little bit more, because I knew he had some talent in it. Just wanted to get his name, start getting his name and brand pushed out there a little bit more.
Getting in front of people, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Very cool. Yeah. So,
and that's why I want to say Ryan called me. Oh, hey, Mr. Schmidt, you got a radio station now? I'm like, yeah, I do. Can you get my man Neil on there? And so that's all part of, you got to be a little bit pushy.
Absolutely, man. You pick up the phone.
And he's performed quite a bit, right?
I mean, yeah, most definitely.
Juneteenth was a great event.
Yeah, Juneteenth, that was great. Yeah, we just did that. That was a real, everybody showed love. There was good vibes and everything, yeah. So,
would you prefer performing live or, you know, on videos?
I'll say live. I like to interact with the audience, and I feel like they can feel it more if I'm in person.
Very cool. Yeah. What are your goals? How high do you want to get?
Really, I feel like music is just a gateway to get me to where I want to be in life. I want to be my own boss, you feel me? So I just feel like, you know, it's just steps to get there.
Sure.
And I feel like this is going to lead me to that point.
Outstanding.
It's definitely not something I want to do for the rest of my life.
You know, there's always been rumors that Lil Wayne comes to Packer games here.
I heard. I heard the Packers his favorite team.
Yeah, yeah. And I just saw that he was worth $170 million.
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like he got more than that, though. I'm trying to get to that status.
I'll talk to Ryan about the commission we're going to get on if you do make the 170. So you write your own music.
Yes, sir.
Then tell me how that comes to you. I've seen some of your videos, and you know, we're going to give some information.
Yeah, what's the inspiration and things? Right.
See, I like to write about the things I've been through, so it all come naturally. You know, okay. I just think about everything that I've been through, and I just put it down. It's like my therapy. You know, I'd rather talk to the microphone before I talk to a person, you know. So I've always been like that, so, yeah.
I remember there's a movie, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was about a country singer, and he'd kind of fallen on hard times or whatever, and this young singer came up to him and says, just one piece of advice. He said, it's got to be from the heart.
Yeah.
Can't be just some song that somebody wrote. It's got to be from the heart,
exactly.
Or it's not genuine. So that sounds like the road you're taking.
I feel like somebody out there can relate to it, and that's all that matters to me. Yeah.
What are some of the things that, you know, you try to bring across in your music?
It depends on my mood, basically. Okay. Like, I try to hit every target. I don't want to just stick to one genre. I feel like I'm very versatile, so I try to explore my voice. But really, I love pain music. I like music people can feel. You know, I feel like that's going to stick around longer than just some turn-up music. I feel like it's somebody out there always going through something. I just want to be that person to help.
Try to speak through them through your music.
Exactly. Huh? I speak.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And you've written, and I've listened to it, some kind of heavy music, right?
Yeah.
Music about death.
Yeah.
Music about some other challenges.
Most definitely, yep.
That
real life.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me at your age. And I want to just get a little deeper on, and I've seen some of your videos too, and you film a lot of that stuff right here,
definitely, yep.
Right downtown.
Yeah, right downtown. I got a couple of videos I shot down here, yeah.
And so does it come to you like, all day, do you at night? Do you need to get away to do this stuff? Like when you write your music and do your videos.
Nine times out of ten, when I write my music, I'm by myself. I like to just sit in my room, or I might sit out in the car by myself. You know, I like to be alone when I write. Yeah.
For your music, as I was telling Ryan when he came to the project at NWTC, I said, you might be a little bit more successful with polka music in these parts, you know?
Yeah. And here, a bigger audience, please.
That's kind of what I was saying. Maybe we could make a little money a little quicker at polka. No. How is the community doing? And
is there a rap scene here?
Right.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's a lot of talent here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of talent here. I feel like as far as the support goes, the community is very supportive. You know, they got their selected few. But I feel like if we all come together, we can definitely make the scene get noticed more.
Outstanding.
Yeah. You performed. Do you have some stuff coming up that maybe those of us who enjoy or want to kind of experience this a little bit?
Yeah, most definitely. I got a show. I'm not really supposed to be talking about it, but I got a show coming up, a big event coming up next month. So definitely stay tuned on the lookout for that.
In Green Bay?
Coming up in Green Bay.
All right. Ryan can send us that because we want to support you.
Yeah, we want to promote you.
Sounds good. Yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely.
We love the young artists.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about the video scene. Like, how does that come to you? Because it really complements your music.
Yeah.
Just put it on hold. We're going to be set into a break, and we're going to pick up on that.
Yeah.
And then also when we come back, we're going to have you do some performing live,
yeah,
right?
Let's do it.
Yeah. And let's be honest with you. You're sitting here thinking, two old fat white guys.
But we love your music.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back. Okay, Neil?
Let's do it.
Thank you very much. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this. I don't want to be alive. I just want to die today. I just want to die.